Mr. Apocalypse is coming. He is rising into view just like the sun. He's bringing living truth and bringing freedom. And a wake-up call designed for everyone. The very thing you've been longing for. Or it might be the very last thing on your mind. It could be something that you sent on ahead of you. Or it could be something you left behind.
It is time for a weekly visit from our favorite social, political, and metaphysical commentator, Les Visible. He writes several blogs right around the globe that expresses reality as it is seen from beyond that smoky mirror of spin and deception, with a style and candor that cuts deep, separating, as it were, the bone from the marrow. And here at Feet to Fire, we experience the audio edition with the powerful poetic delivery of his written message, with a style that you will love or hate, depending upon your desire to be alive and awakened to the light of truth, or remain asleep in the darkness of delusion. Let us take a trip inside his head, mind, and soul, and listen to this week's comments from Les Visible.
Welcome, welcome, dear friends, to Dog Poet Transmitting and the Saucer Pod. Greetings from the Arcturian Brotherhood and the Sirius Cluster. Greetings from all those who wish all of us well from inner space and of whom we may be unaware, but who assist us as they can to the degree that we are willing to receive of it. That is always the kicker. We can't access divine assistance and fulsome grace unless we are in a position to receive it. We block out a lot of good unconsciously, which is why we have to aspire consciously. First, before we continue, I want to send out my great gratitude and thanks to James Jansen for making this program possible and for his dedication on so many levels to the betterment of the human spirit. And that said, let us continue. This evening, we are cruising in the saucer pod above the dish United States of America, as we explore the Soros satanic purple revolution as it permeates the block and dunderhead contingent of social justice warriors and academic fruitheads that work as mentors to the diversity junkies who believe the best way to improve the intelligence and awareness of the American public is to dumb everyone down to the same level of obedient, uninformed idiocy so that they can march lockstep through the gates of perdition. Occasionally, someone will ask me what is going on with the greetings from the Arcturian Brotherhood and the Sirius Cluster. Well, they are members of civilizations far in advance of our own, and who are well aware of the conditions and trials that we contend with in this period of transition. We are not all transiting in the same direction. This is unfortunate, but everything in manifest life operates according to rules of procedure, and I don't think I have to go into detail about any of this, because we have discussed it already ad infinitum. I suppose, as you sow, so shall you reap. We'll cover it for now. We should be looking for episodes of social unrest coming in future times, and beginning a while ago, and all financed by Satanist George Soros. It is to be hoped that Trump will do with him what Putin did, and ban him and his demonic NGOs from the country. Trump is aware of him and what he is doing, so that's a good thing. For myself, I have no concerns about any of this and am paying only minimal attention. The attraction of the divine is a far more powerful one than those transitory hiccups and dying gasps of infernal entities on their way to their natural abode. That's Mr. Apocalypse's concern. My concern, and I hope and, well, suspect yours is as well, is to come ever closer to the kingdom of God on earth. in terms of entering into that consciousness and thereby residing in the kingdom of heaven while still corporeal on this plane. More and more people are less and less compass mentis. It is the fruit of the times in which we live. The more people become immersed in the material, the more they lose touch with their inner self. And that is the point of the whole affair, and why the ineffable looks like the devil to many people and seems to behave that way. It's very hard to put certain things into words because it takes the possession of a certain state of mind to get it, or it can't be got. It runs into cognitive dissonance, or a cognitive disconnect, if you prefer. We need to rid ourselves of the false self because it is the false self that is magnetized by the material plane and therefore becomes a prisoner of it due to the mind being captivated by the glitter. There is an inner world and an outer world. It is up to us which one takes predominance over us. Seek the kingdom of God and all else will be added unto you. This means the material world as well. Seek the world and you will get neither, not in any useful or enjoyable way. One needs to host the supreme enjoyer in order to enjoy. It's a simple thing and we say it over and over here. It has to be said over and over until it penetrates. I don't know how frequently it's been said to me. It was probably being said long before I could hear it. Once I could hear it, it kept saying, "Rely on me. Rely on me." That sounds simple enough, doesn't it? Yet as much as I heard it, it didn't take. I had to go through a great deal of trauma before it made the proper impact on me and became something I was able to do, though not yet comprehensively. That will come in time. Everything comes in time if one is determined and persistent and possesses love in the equation. Love is the critical component, and it accounts for the presence and continuance of the others. Out of love come all the qualities of God, and there is no greater possession that anyone can aspire to beyond the qualities of God. The qualities of God are a passport to everywhere and a safe passage through everything. They are the crowning achievement of a life well lived and are conferred upon the worthy at the point where they have been earned. They might come all at once, or they may come individually, but come they will. I would say that one of the most powerful forces one can have in respect of this acquisition is desire. The desire to possess these qualities has a major impact on the expediency of their arrival. You have to want them with a burning need. It's this way with anything. If you have a powerful hunger for the things of the world, you'll most likely get them, with the exception of karma intruding, where it is your karma to hunger intensely for these things and not get them at all. Sometimes this is the case if you have been profligate in your enjoyment of them and selfish as well. We often do not consider the power of karma in our lives. Sometimes when we do it in a totally wrong fashion, as many do in India, and wind up embracing a fatalistic perspective as a result. This can also harden our hearts toward our fellows. Telling ourselves that this is their karma and they deserve it. This is not the way at all. Regardless of the station or status of another, it is our responsibility to be compassionate and indifferent to whatever they may have been that got them where they are, as if we knew in the first place. This is what separates the true-hearted, the great-hearted, from the small-hearted. If you cannot grow your heart in the crucible of experience, you cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. This is why I consider the qualities of the divine to be the most important items that anyone can come into the presence of. When I say in the presence of, I mean that these qualities manifest through you. They are not you or yours, the personality. They are channeled through the personality from the divine personality to whom they will always belong. It is important to remember that everything is on loan. What has been gained can always be lost. And there are some number who have learned this to their great distress. A classic example might be a writer who composes a great book, or a musical group that releases a best-selling album. Then both of them fail to ever produce anything of value again. Inspiration comes from muses. They can also be called angels. Angels exist in many categories and levels. They could also be devas, just another word that interchanges for the same definition. They're attuned to the human spirit, and if you win their favor, then your creativity will last through your lifetime and beyond. Let us say that you do not possess much creativity and you hunger greatly for it. It could be that you do not have much allotted to you, and it could be that you have not discovered yet your vehicle. You can approach these entities for a loan from the cosmic bank. And should you be inclined to indicate that you intend to use these gifts on behalf of humanity, then I believe your chances are very good. I would say you have equity to spare in that regard. Think about it. Are there enough workers toiling in the Lord's vineyard at the moment? Of course not. Are more workers required and desired by the ineffable and all the hosts of heaven? Of course. Remember the Hermetic maxim: as above, so below. There is a spiritual hierarchy as well as an infernal hierarchy that express themselves through the Middle Kingdom hierarchy, where we presently reside. In times of material darkness, the influence is more toward the infernal kingdom, the greater influence. And that is why the politicians that we have behave as they do. That is why there is such corruption everywhere. This does not preclude influence from the supernal or spiritual or invisible hierarchy, although one might call both of them invisible. If you put yourself in the way of it, if you put yourself in the way of it, you can invoke it. Is not the ineffable more powerful than all the forces of the infernal realm and this material realm at all times? Of course it is. The ineffable can dispense with all the armies of the world collected together with his little finger. And just because you experience trials and tribulations in the service of the Almighty does not mean the Almighty is not with you. Increase your faith. Often enough, this is the root cause of your trials and tribulations. Eventually, you get into enough jams that the ineffable gets you out of, so that you can rely more deeply on the ineffable. I have a manner of going about things which I learned by unfortunate experience. If it's cloudy, if the fog is too great to see through, stay where you are until the fog lifts. If the way is clear, then that concern doesn't even come up. In Hawaii a few decades ago, I can't remember when it was at the moment, a Smithsonian research team was hiking through the treacherous reach of the Lava Rock mountain slopes in Hawaii. I think it was on Maui in a place called Io Valley. A powerful fog came in at one point, as is often the case in that environment, and they were trapped on a narrow path high up on the sheer side of a mountain. For whatever the reasons, they decided to proceed, and they all died. I do not know the circumstances or whether they were all roped together, but I know it happened. It would not have happened if they had simply waited it out. When it is cloudy, don't move. When it is clear, the question doesn't arise. And let me say once again, James, thank you so much for facilitating this radio show and your kindnesses to me and well, as I said previously, your dedication to the betterment of your fellows, it has not gone unnoticed. And that it's unnoticed by me is irrelevant, but it has not gone unnoticed to the one who counts. And I know that your treasures lie there very much the same way that my own do. Thank you. We've come to a certain time in this world now, my friends, where practically anything could happen. So let us be very strong within and not let ourselves be seduced or distracted by appearances. That will do us no good at all. Rather, let us increase our faith in the ineffable and let the power of that guide and lead us in our search for greater light within our consciousness until we achieve divine luminous wisdom. This is that great quality that, once you have it, shines upon anything and reveals its true nature to you, so that you are no longer deceived by appearances. And how wonderful that will be when it happens. Okay, my friends, it looks like we've come to the end of another broadcast, and I'll see you next week if there is one. In the moments between, it is our sincere hope that you'll seek to aspire with an ever-increasing intensity in the direction of the indwelling ineffable. We never know what the hour is or when the day will come, and suddenly the veils are torn apart and we're revealed to ourselves and each other in the truth of what we have become in the course of our lives. Always aspire, higher and higher, but not in terms of the world. If such prominence is meant for you, it will come on its own. Everything that is meant for you will arrive as it should. Otherwise, you will court disappointment, sometimes much worse. Okay, my friends, that said, Om Amitabha. Greetings, my dear friend, Lord Ganesh. Much love, Lady Nature. La ilaha il alahu. Hail, Lord Jesus Christ. Hare Krishna. Meacham Ambu. Guru Bhava. Carry on, Baha'u'llah. Aloha and...
Strong and tall and slender, and it's got a walking stick. You'll be changed forever if you get hit by it. He's coming for the Zionists and all their bankers too. And if you don't behave yourself, he's coming after you. There's no way to stop him. You can't be bribed or bought. And he's sweeter than the air in spring, and meaner than you thought. You're the deer inside his headlights, if you're the kind that hunts by night. No one stays anonymous when they get you in his sights. Mr. Apocalypse is coming, oh yeah. He's rising into view just like the sun. He's bringing living truth, he's bringing freedom. Up call designed for everyone. He's here. Mr. Apocalypse is here.
Feet to Fire is a production of IPS Media Works on the OnSync Radio Network of Stations.